Disney Cruise Line is the next company to receive approval from the CDC to begin test sailings. The first simulated voyage will be a two-night cruise aboard Disney Dream from Port Canaveral on June 29th. Disney is the third line to receive approval for simulated sailings following Royal Caribbean and Carnival last week. The volunteers on the test sailings will be Disney cast members. And the Transport Ministry of Spain has announced that cruise ships are once again allowed to dock in the country starting in June 7th. Spain's Maritime Authority approved reopening due to falling COVID-19 rates and increases in vaccinations. Cruise ships were banned there last June. In related news, MSC Cruises announced that it'll be building a new terminal at Barcelona, which will have shoreside power capabilities equipped for ships that dock there. The new terminal is set to open in 2024. And finally, we turn to Long Beach, California, where the historic ocean liner Queen Mary is docked. With its operator bankrupt and critical repair work left undone, the Queen Mary is in danger of flooding or even capsizing. Launched in 1936, she played a key role as a troop ship in World War II and for decades carried passengers in comfort across the pond, making 1,000 crossings before falling victim to the jet age. The Queen Mary has been closed since the start of the pandemic early last year. After a recent inspection, the city says the ship will now need $23 million in safety repairs before it can even reopen to the public. As of now, the Queen Mary won't reopen anytime soon. And cruise line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 2% to 30.15. Royal Caribbean up 3.2%, 96.25. And Norwegian up 2.7 at 32.76. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.